The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And right back with you from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. The second half of our championship doubleheader about to get underway. The 2A state championship game as the Tri-Rivers Conference back at it. The Western Division champion Northland Lynx taking on the Boynton Hall Comets, the champions of the Siouxland Conference. Boynton Hall 24-2, while Northland comes in unbeaten on the year at 25-0. Scott Unash and Denny Gettle with you here again from Des Moines at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Well, the first game, Denny, was the exact opposite of, I think, this one. What we anticipate anyway. First game was Al Burnett trying to slow it down and somehow come away with the win. Grandview did win the 1A championship 43-24, but like we were kidding around with the media, first to 80 might win this one between these two teams.
Well, you didn't have to worry about looking down to record a good score in that first game, but in this game, if we look down at our score sheet, we may miss a couple.
Yeah, Boynton Hall comes in averaging about 60, lower 60s as far as points per game, and then we all know about Northland. It's actually gone down. It's 87.9 what Northland is averaging right now. But Boynton Hall and South Hamilton went back and forth on Wednesday in what was a great semifinal with Boynton Hall coming out on top. So that's the tempo they want to play, and Northland has just been aching to have somebody want to run with them over the tournament trail.
I think it'll happen here. Boynton Hall averages almost 69 points a game, allows 54. And Northland, as you mentioned, 87.9, allowing 42 points per game. Boynton Hall has been to the state tournament, including just the high school, the Hall High School, 17 times. This is the 17th trip. They've not been here since 2013, and they've had some pretty good teams since then. They had a 20-3 team back in 2015-16 and a 19-4 team. So they've had a little frustration over the last 4 or 5 years, but they're back here again. They got a chance to win their fourth state title, all of them since 2000.
Well, the thing about Boynton Hall, and they're a lot like Northland because they kind of bounce back and forth between Class 1A and Class 2A. And when you play in Siouxland, it seems like every year, I mean, you had the West Lion run for a little while, Rock Valley, who they share football with. They had a great run as far as basketball is concerned. And MOC Floyd Valley
Sioux
is
Center.
Up there. Sioux Center, it is just it's a basketball haven up there. And
yep.
They're playing 2A this year. They've won three titles all since the year 2000. They went back-to-back in 2012 and 2013. They also won it in 2003. And head coach Bill Francis is looking for his fourth state championship here today. And as far as the Northland Lynx are concerned, they are looking for their first state championship in boys basketball as they are at state for the fifth time and the third straight appearance. First, the last 2 years, though, they were in the 1A state championship.
Well, and they've placed at least third now, four of their five trips down here. Not a bad showing. The two losses that Boynton Hall had were in their last three regular season games. They lost at Rock Valley by 4 points on February 4th, and their final regular season game, they lost to Okoboji by 4 points, also on the road.
Rock Valley was the state tournament team, and the team they share the co-op agreement with in football.
Yeah.
They won a state championship a couple years ago and were the state runners-up, I believe, this year.
Got knocked out by Lamar's Galen last year, and last year was kind of a blip on the radar for them as they were only 8-15, but they bounced back this year, and they're set to give Northland a real battle. Northland, have they been number one all season long?
Just about all season long. About the second half of the season, they took over that top spot, but final high school game for Jake Hilmer, and what a career he has put together. All-time steals leader, all-time assists leader in the state of Iowa. Certainly a candidate for Mr. Basketball. It's a great senior class, going to continue his basketball and baseball career up at Upper Iowa University to play for the Peacocks, but 26.1 points a game, almost five rebounds, 58% from the field, 44% from three with 71 makes, 84% free throw shooter, 10.5 assists, almost five steals per ball game, and one more time to enjoy number 14 going up and down the court.
Well, if you could only see a snapshot, that might tell you something about what kind of basketball player and competitor he is. The opening jump ball of the semifinal game, they tipped it backwards and thought they were easily going to control it, and there was Jake Hilmer, stole the ball, went in for a layup to start the game, and that got Northland going, and they didn't look back.
David Siebert started to get his shooting eye back in that semifinal, averaging just under 14 points per ball game. Trevor Bogey's had a really good state tournament down here in Des Moines, the senior as well. We can't forget about Siebert and Bogey and Carter Johnson on the inside as well, because this foursome of seniors here for Northland have just put together some just jaw-dropping numbers over the years as far as their careers are concerned.
Well, we saw in the semifinal for Boyden Hall, Keaton Moser, a 6'1 junior, brought the ball up against pressure for Boyden Hall, and then he goes inside and posts up, kind of plays the post position, and they're a key player for them, Keaton Moser. These two teams are almost mirror images of each other as far as height is concerned. Both teams have 2'6'3 players, a 6'1 for Boyden Hall, 6'2 for North Lynn. Very close height-wise, so North Lynn probably will just use one sub off the bench primarily, and that's the brother of Jake Hilmer, freshman Austin Hilmer.
Yep, he'll come in and spell the folks as well. Yes, these two teams kind of mirror one another. The one big difference is that North Lynn's got the superstar, obviously with Jake Hilmer. This Boyden Hall team is just a bunch of good athletes and a bunch of pretty good basketball players. You mentioned Keaton Moser, and he's going to be an interesting matchup. Who's going to pick him up for North Lynn, because he's 6'1 listed, but he plays a lot bigger than that. Probably a good 210 pounds at 6'1. And he can bring the ball up. He can post you up on the inside. He can do a lot of things. The leading scorer for Boyden Hall is Bodie Young on the interior at 6'3. He is a senior, averaging 15 points per ball game. 6'3, Spencer Tislaw up there as well, one of the three Tislaws on the team for the heavily Dutch influenced Boyden Hall Comets.
And we got to spell that for our listeners as capital T E, then capital S L A A.
Tislaw, the name there. And then you've got a good 3-point shooter on the outside of the coach's son in Carter Francis, averaging about 7 points per ball game. But then the bench, Tanner Tislaw comes in, averaging 9. Josh Heitritter comes in at about 5. Marcus Kellerman, Andrew Frick will come in, averaging about 6 points off the bench. Boyden Hall is the deeper of the two teams, certainly, here this afternoon.
And Boyden Hall has a coach's son in the lineup, in Carter Francis.
Going to have the Boyden Hall folks behind us. And the Northland Lynx crowd interspersed with some purple over there, and there'll be more coming in as soon as the Pirates get out of their locker room and meet up with their fans upstairs.
Boyden Hall's coach, Bill Francis, has won 445 games. Sounds like a lot, but then you look at the co-head coaches for Northland, and Mike Hilmer with 392 already, and his dad, Bob, still on the bench, 890 career victories.
Yeah, over 900 between father and son. So it's a neat dynamic for Northland, and of course located the school just outside Troy Mills. But Troy Mills, Walker, and Coggin all end up going to Northland High School.
Yep.
And I think they're all here today.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful school out there in the country. Just I think it's kind of south.
Just to the east.
Southeast of Walker.
No, Troy Mills.
Troy Mills, excuse me.
Yeah, of Troy Mills. So, yeah, Grandpa, of course, Bob Hilmer, son Mike Hilmer, and then Jake and Austin on the team.
And Nicole Miller was the star for several years for Northland, now playing at Drake, and her brother Austin is on this team.
Yep, and of course he had that scare in the first round game where he got the elbow in the nose and deposited a lot of blood on the floor here, but he was okay, everything's fine, and he was ready for the semifinal, and he'll be ready to go today.
Got him on the front page of the sports section of the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
All he had to do was get hit in the nose, yeah. Right? The assistant coaches and the non-starters going to be introduced for North Lynn. As, of course, the assistant coach, Travis Griffith, who was a head baseball coach for a very successful baseball team that North Lynn has as well. And you look over on the far side, and football coach Jared Collum in the front row, his son Tate, a freshman reserve on the North Lynn team. So a lot of, like you got to have in 1A and 2A, you got to have all-around athletes, everybody out for sports, and you got to have some good camaraderie between all the coaches. And they have that certainly at North Lynn. So we'll get the introduction of the starting lineups for you coming up here in just a moment. Let's go ahead and set those for you right now. Boyden Hall will be the visiting team, and they will be wearing their gold uniforms with the black trim. They're out of the Siouxland Conference, where we looked it up. They were the champions of that league up in the Siouxland. They come in with a record of 24-2. Their only losses on the year to Rock Valley, and they were upset in the final game of the regular season when they had to play four in that week. Okoboji Milford beat them. Tournament trail, they beat Sibley Oshedon, beat Sioux Center, and beat Pocahontas Area in the sub-state final. Beat Iowa City Regina in a game we had for you earlier in the week in the first round, and beat South Hamilton 62-59, that in the semifinals. For Boyden Hall, they will go with this lineup at one forward. It'll be the coach's son, number 10, Carter Francis. He is a 6'1 senior. Francis averaging 6.5 points a game, 27 made threes on the year. He is 40% from beyond the arc. Also at a forward, it'll be number 23, Spencer Tislaw. He is a 6'3 junior. 10 points a game, 5 boards per game, and he has made 33 threes on the year. The center is number 11, Bo DeYoung, 6'3 and a senior. DeYoung, the leading scorer, 14.8 points, 5 rebounds per game, shooting 55% from the field. And your guards, it will be number 3, Brett Vanderwilt. He is a 5'10 senior. Vanderwilt at 3.5 a game. And at the point, number 55 is Keaton Mosier. He is a 6'2 junior, and Mosier on the season, 12.4 points, 52% from the field, 36% from three, 26 made threes so far on the season. And the head coach with a record of 445 and 187 is Bill Francis, the veteran shooting for his fourth state championship. Our Iowa Banker Association student athlete award goes to Spencer Lamb of Van Meter. Good basketball player.
Excellent.
Congratulations to him. They'll interview him coming up here in just a moment. Let's take a look at the lineup for the North Lynn Lynx, the Western Division champions of the Tri-Rivers Conference. They come in unbeaten on the year. North Lynn at 25-0. The familiar starting five, it'll be Austin Miller at one forward, number 12, 6'2", and a junior. Miller at 11 points, 5.5 rebounds a game, an astounding 73% from the field for Austin Miller. Also at a forward, number 40 is Trevor Bogey, the 6'3 senior. Bogey at right at a dozen a game, 5.5 rebounds, 64% from the field at 33 three-point makes on the year for Trevor Bogey. The center is 54, Carter Johnson. He is a 6'3 senior, averaging 3.5 points per game, 3 rebounds per contest as well. And your starting guard court, it'll be number 22, David Sieber, the 5'10 senior, averaging 13.7 points per ball game. Sieber with 60 made threes on the year to lead North, or second on North Lynn's lineup. And, of course, the All-Stater at the point, Jake Hilmer, number 14. In his final game, 5'11 and a senior, 26.1 points a game, nearly 5 rebounds, 71 threes, 10.5 assists, and nearly 5 steals per game. And the co-head coaches for North Lynn, you got Mike Hilmer with a record of 392 and 234, and his father, Bob Hilmer, at 890 and 346. North Glenn rated number one, seated number one. Boynton Hall, they come in rated number five and seated number three. Should be a very fun basketball game, Denny.
Looking forward to it. And statistically, North Lynn has the edge in shooting percentage. They shoot 55% from the field this season. That's incredible. They also have made 221 threes to compare to 164 for Boynton Hall. They have 525 assists, 414 steals, just phenomenal numbers, and yet only 177 turnovers in 25 games. That's just over seven per game. That is very low total for a team that really likes to get up and down.
Lineups being introduced right now. North Glenn in their home whites, third straight time they've worn them, with the maroon and a gray trim with links across the front. Boynton Hall in their gold uniforms with the black numbers, and Boynton Hall in the front with the black outline.
We'll see if Boynton Hall plays man for man. Wouldn't surprise me if they try to play some zone.
They've thrown some 1-3-1 out there this week at the state tournament. And as we mentioned, very, very comparable as far as the heights are concerned for these two teams. Officials working the 2A championship, Benjamin Hauge, Dave Rittman, and Kurt Walderbach. Those are your officials as assigned by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Good crowd on hand. North Lynn brought a whole bunch of folks coming down here.
Kurt Walderbach's been an official football official in the Missouri Valley Conference, college level. Outstanding official.
Well, up and down. We'll see who can stay out of foul trouble. We'll see who makes the least amount of mistakes and who shoots the ball a little better today.
Missouri State, 46-45 over Bradley with about 7 minutes to go for the right to play Loyola in the semis tomorrow.
At the Mo Valley Tournament. We got UNI tonight against Southern Illinois. Bogey and DeYoung to tip it up as the 2A championship game is underway, and Boynton Hall gets the tap. And no steal today by Jake Hilmer off the tip. Mosier going to be picked up by Sieber to start things off. Man-to-man defense going to be Hilmer on Brett Vanderwill. Tieslaw hands it back to Francis. Mosier in the high post. The pass to the wing is off the hands of Francis, out of bounds. And the first turnover of the game goes to the Comets of Boynton Hall. And they will come out straight man-to-man. Vanderwill will pick up Hilmer. Angles right. Jake, lob pass, back door, shot blocked. DeYoung got the block and bogey. Pass up ahead, and they're going to get Carter Johnson on the reach foul against Francis as they brought it up the right-hand boards. First of the game against Johnson, first against North Lynn. As Spencer Tieslaw will inbound. And now already we've got a couple horns, and the scorer's table wants to know who the foul is on. And we got it all squared away. We knew it was on Carter Johnson. Here's Tieslaw rising for three, and he connects from the right side. Told you Tieslaw can hit that shot. He's 45% on the year, and he had a wide open look. Hilmer on the other end draws the foul on the penetration. And that's going to go against Mosier.
Something that Hilmer is certainly not afraid to do is penetrate. He will take that basketball anywhere.
So quick. And Hilmer on the line curls the first one good. Jake at 84%. North Lynn shoots very well from the line at 72%. And missed one. Made one. And it's 3-1 in favor of Boynton Hall. Mosier walking it up to Francis. Holds it outside the arc right side. Cross court to Tieslaw. High lob pass. Francis with the catch and the ball fake. Driving right of the lane. He'll yo-yo it back out. Tieslaw for two in a row from the corner, and he got it again.
Bogey left him just for a moment, long enough for him to get free to get it down.
And it's a 6-1 jump here for Boynton Hall as they lead by five. Bogey to Sieber. On the left side, he'll bring it back out front. Francis will be guarding him. Hilmer, a couple of jab steps. Stop and go move. Jake to the baseline. Cut off by DeYoung. Gets it right back. They're going to double down when he starts to penetrate. Shovel pass underneath. Easy layup for Austin Miller.
Well, I think Northland's players, other than Hilmer, they've got to be active without the ball because he'll find them.
And he found Austin Miller that time. T-Slob, no-look bounce inside, and it is taken away. And now we've got the ball going out of bounds to Boyden Hall.
Nice play by Vanderwilt.
Looked like Bogey had it for a moment.
He did. Vanderwilt snuck up on him from behind and caused the ball to go out of bounds.
Boyden Hall to put it in. Gets it to Francis. He'll go with the high archer for three. No good. They fight for the rebound, and Carter Johnson had it. Now they dive in the floor, loose in the paint, and Boyden Hall's got it. Tislaw spins, puts it up. Shot rejected, out of bounds, and it'll stay with Boyden Hall. Either Bogey or Carter Johnson got the block. And Mosier will try it again. Before that, we've already got a substitution as Josh Heitritter will come in for Boyden Hall. Good score off the bench at 5 a game, a 6'3 junior. Inbound, they go back door. Heitritter missed the easy bunny, but the offensive board to DeYoung turns, fires short, and he's going to get the foul going over the back.
Heitritter right off the bench, got the ball in the out-of-bounds play, tried to go up with the left hand and shot it too hard.
First foul on DeYoung, and that will be the second team foul against Boyden Hall. As Hilmer will take it across the timeline for Northland. Angles right, lob back door, catch Bogey, layup good.
He's a good athlete.
He just spins off that high screen, and nobody's picked him up on the alley-oop yet.
Vanderwilt has the assignment of guarding Jake Hilmer.
6'5", little half-court trap it on by Northland. Broken, they get it to Mosier. Jab step, now a three, too strong. Rebounded by Bogey on the weak side. Outlet to Jake Hilmer. Jake weaves through traffic. He'll circle it back out. Now turns baseline. Gets a return pass from Miller. Takes a free throw line. Siebert, one-on-one. David on the drive, forces up the shot. Tried to draw the contact. Nothing called, we go the other way. Wink pass to Vanderwilt in a 6-5 game, under 5 to play. And the ball kicked by Siever will stay with Boyden Hall.
Northland 2 for 4 from the field. Boyden Hall 2 for 6.
Heitritter will bring the ball in for Boyden Hall. Right in front of us and gets it to Mosier. Siever playing on him. 4:50 to play. Here in quarter number 1. They work the perimeter. Francis over in the far right side. Gets a return pass to the corner now. Pass to the wing. Here's DeYoung on the drive. Lost it going up and had it taken away from behind by Carter Johnson.
Heady play there by Johnson.
Kind of zoomed in there and got it. 4:20 to play. Hilmer going to go one-on-one off the clear out. On the drive, no look, bounce inside, and Mosier kicked it out of bounds. And here comes Austin Hilmer in for Northland for Carter Johnson.
Hilmer at the point. 1-2-2 set for Northland with their other four players pretty spread out, and yet every Boyden Hall player had a foot in the lane. They want to take away that driving area for Hilmer.
The Slaw will come in. As Heitritter will go out, Spencer Tislaw back in. He was out for a moment. Inbound, they lob it out top. Siever at the left hash. They'll hand it off to Jake Hilmer. Now it's going to be Frank into the ball game, and he will pick up Hilmer. So I think you're going to see Boyden Hall put about three or four different guys on Jake.
Yeah, and you're going to need to hit an outside shot to make Boyden Hall play honest defense. And Austin Hilmer can be the person to do that.
Jake spinning, bounce pass to Bogey. Has it on the left wing for Northland. 6-5 game, Boyden Hall out in front. Austin Hilmer to Siever, face guarded by Francis. Now to Bogey, left of the key. Goes crossover with the dribble. High, low, lob pass intercepted by Francis. First turnover against Northland.
Pick and roll attempt by Northland, but Boyden Hall is sagging in the lane so much, that's going to be really tough to run that play.
Yeah, and that backside pass as it goes out of bounds, the tip, they'll stay with Boyden Hall. Boyden Hall is, like you said, they're packing in the paint and they're watching that drop-off pass.
Yep.
Timeout on the floor, 3:26 to play here in quarter number one. It's Boyden Hall 6 and Northland 5. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back to Des Moines after this. You're listening to the 2019 Boys State Basketball Tournament on KGYM.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover Bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover Bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnership's even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYN.
We are back at the Boys State Basketball Tournament and our final broadcast of the year. Albernette fell to Grandview Christian earlier on today, 43-24 in the 1A state championship game. And so far, Boyden Hall in the ball game, 2 of 7, 29%, but they're 2 of 4 from beyond the arc early on. And Northland's having trouble against the athleticism early for Boyden Hall and to get shots up.
And the sagging defense. Hilmer just with the one free throw so far, but he averages 10.5 assists per game, and Northland has two baskets so far, and Jake Hilmer has two assists.
Not bad.
But they're going to need more of that from him. He's got to figure out a way to penetrate, and he will. And then he's got to get some kickouts to somebody who can hit the outside shot and make Boyden Hall start to play a little more honest defense.
Comets to inbound. After the media timeout, 3:26 to play first quarter. Looking. Mosier finally gets it in out front to Francis. Frick into the game. Francis, right wing. Austin Hilmer jumping out on him. Man-to-man still for North Lynn.
Coach's son guarding coach's son.
How about that? Bullet pass inside, broken up there by Austin Hilmer, and then Jake Hilmer comes up with a takeaway. Behind the back dribble, into the front court, weaving through traffic, had a shot blocked though, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with North Lynn.
He's just a marvel. I mean, he anticipated that pass, leaped just a foot or two away from the passer, and stole it in midair.
Fun to watch. He'll inbound it. To younger brother Austin, puts it on the floor. And now Sieber will set up Jake Hilmer behind the screen for three. That one's short, but chases down his own rebound on the baseline. Pump fake, took it up, lost it. And Mosier comes away with it. Mosier, bounce pass to the baseline to DeYoung. Leaner up, no good, and wave it off anyway. Charging foul on DeYoung, and that is his second.
Austin Miller drawing the charge.
And DeYoung is going to have to take a seat. Heidrader will come back in for Boyden Hall.
Three team fouls on Boyden Hall on the Comets.
And two of them on DeYoung. 6-5, Boyden Hall with a lead. 2:30 to play here in the first quarter. Austin Hilmer in the right wing. Gets it to Jake, coming off the high ball screen. Has another one for Bogey. Screen and roll. Hilmer off balance, 15-footer short. Rebounded in there by Keaton Mosier. Right now, boards are going the way of Boyden Hall, though.
Yep.
7-2. Pull up from 15. Front iron, no. Jake Hilmer, the rebound. Outlet pass to Austin. Into the front court. Stop and go dribble. Now picks it up. Sets the screen. Now Sieber for three, and he nails it from the right wing. That's a good sign to see David Sieber hit the first. They'll trap in the front court, get it out of there to Tislaw. Cross-court pass, drive in, layup, rimming, no. by Height Raider will go to the free throw line. See who the foul will go against.
Tislaw hit those first two threes, and Boyden Hall has not made a field goal since.
Hilmer got the foul, Jake did, and the left-hander, Height Raider on the line, misses the first free throw. As another Tislaw, Tanner Tislaw will come in. He is a freshman, 6'3", ninth grader. Second free throw good. Height Raider got one out of two. 8-7 lead for North Lynn. Frick will pick up Hilmer. Standing right hand dribble out front. Bounce to Miller at the near, or far side hash. Now to Bogey. Back it comes to Jake. Goes up top. Sieber fakes the three. Step back. Triple try. No good strong. And the rebound to Tislaw. That's Spencer Tislaw. Quickly to the corner to Tanner. A lot of brothers in this game. Fake, a drive, and a pass. They tried to go down low to Mosier, and it goes out of bounds. Mosier thought he was going to shoot it.
Hilmer has made 71 threes on the season. David Sieber has made 60, so that's a pretty good 1-2 punch from beyond the arc.
Sieber's got one already today. Sieber's got that line drive shot. But boy, is it effective. Here's a three by Austin Hilmer, and he hits. He had a couple big ones in the semifinal.
And he's an outside threat for sure. He's made 39 on the season, 37%.
11-7 lead for the Lynx. Little half-court trapping pressure. Jump pass down low to Mosier. Pump fake, and he drew the foul on Austin Hilmer. Got him in the air, and it'll be two free throws coming up. They broke the little half-court pressure Northland put on.
He needed a saddle. He came down on Moser's back.
Keith Mosier to the free throw line, a junior. He's a 65% foul shooter. And he will have a pair. This one's up and rimming and good. Boyden Hall, two out of three so far from the stripe. Trying to pull the Comets within two. This one up, no good, off the back iron, and chased down by Jake Hilmer.
I have that as his third rebound already.
Under a minute to play. Jake Hilmer on the drive, high floater, rimming in and out. Went down the lane and couldn't get it to fall.
Looked like he had no room to shoot, and he just got off a beautiful floater, just didn't, went in and out.
Boyden Hall will go for the last shot of the quarter, down three. Mosier coming off the high ball screen. Offensive foul on Mosier. And that's his second. He's got two, and DeYoung has two now.
Did Miller draw that charge?
Yes, he did.
That's two he's drawing.
Carter Francis back in, and now North Lynn with 13 seconds to get off a last-second shot. Jake Hilmer will bring it up quickly. Goes cross over all the way down the lane. Scoops it up and in.
Wow.
Off the clear out, and that will do it for quarter number one. After one, it's North Lynn 13 and Boyden Hall 8. We'll come back with quarter number two in a minute. You're listening to the Boys State Basketball Tournament here on KGYN.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Sports Radio, KGYM.
Well, a little bit of trouble here for Boyden Hall. They're down five after one, and they've got two of their starters, two very key starters, Denny.
two leading
fouls.
Scorers, both with two.
DeJong and Mosier with two fouls apiece.
And you know me, I got to spell DeJong in this name for our listeners. Capital D-E, capital J-O-N-G-H.
Austin Miller has picked up two charges in this game.
Why is it these teams from Northwest Iowa over the years always seem to have a lot of long, lengthy players, tall players?
That's the Dutch influence.
They grow them tall in Northwest Iowa.
Austin Hilmer, Austin Miller, Trevor Bogey coming out of the huddle. David Siebert and Jake Hilmer sitting on the bench still. They're saying, guys, why are you going out there already? As the second quarter about to get underway. After one, Boyden Hall only shooting at 25%. They're 2 of 8. North Lynn, 42%, 5 of 12 so far in the ballgame.
Boyden Hall out rebounding North Lynn 10 to 5, but they've committed 6 turnovers to just one for North Lynn.
So it'll be North Lynn basketball to start quarter number 2 after Jake Hilmer drove it in and took and gave them 2 at the end of the first quarter.
What position does Jake play in baseball, Scott? You know?
I would have. He pitches, I know that.
Wherever he wants, probably.
Backdoor alley-oop, and it's broken up by Teslaw, and it will stay with North Lynn.
Headed to Upper Iowa.
Going to do both. Frick in there along with Francis. Heiderer and Tanner and Spencer Teslaw in there for Boyden Hall. So the two starters with two fouls not in there right now for the Comets. Hilmer coming off the ball screen. Stutter dribble. Drives left. Takes a free throw line. Leaner up. Good. Right through. Got his man off his feet.
So savvy.
5 for Hilmer. It's 15-8. Francis on the hand back to Teslaw. They reverse it right side. Andrew Frick outside the arc. Jake Hilmer bringing him up. Teslaw driving right into the lane. Cut off free throw line. Man-to-man defense still for North Lynn. They've been that way the whole time so far. Teslaw fakes on the drive. Jump stop in the lane. Spinning. Goes up with a leaner. Block from behind by Bogey. Trevor got it. Jake Hilmer on the run. No look pass to the baseline. Follow away jumper right through for Bogey.
Once again, be alert when Jake Hilmer has the ball. He's going to find you if you're open.
6 turnovers to 1 right now in North Lynn, up by 9 at 17-8. And they come up with another steal.
Bogey.
To Hilmer, 1-on-3. Doesn't have the numbers, so he'll bring it back out. Now he'll step back, fire the 3, no good short. And Carter Francis, the weak side board for Boyden Hall. He's slotted to the corner. He'll rise for 3. Air ball. And we've got a jump. And, well, a foul. Heiderer is going to get the foul. That'll be his first and the 5th on Boyden Hall.
And the shooting slump continues for Boyden Hall. They have not made a field goal since early in the first quarter.
The 3-pointers, correct?
Right.
17-8 lead for North Lynn. Bogey in the high post. Hands it back. Siebert. Stutter dribble. Goes crossover. Jump pass to Austin Hilmer. 3. That one's short. Rebound. Frick has it. Frick bounce up ahead. Teslaw, diagonal pass, far side to Francis. Heiderer on the drive. Stops. Puts up the follow away. No good on the block. And the rebound to Bogey. He's had a good game. Here's Jake Hilmer. Weaving up. No look. Behind the back bounce to Siever, who couldn't get the shot off. Fun to watch. North Lynn by 9.
Boyden Hall on an 0-for-7, 0-for-8 streak from the field.
Trevor Bogey has been big defensively. Jake got doubled, had it knocked away. Picks it back up to Siever. Guarded by Francis. He'll clear it out for him. Instead goes up top, Jake Hilmer. Behind the back with a dribble. Stop and go. Drives in. Forces it off the glass. No good. They try to charge. Didn't get it. And Boyden Hall the rebound. And that'll get the Boyden Hall fans very animated behind us that a charge wasn't called there. Teslaw fakes. Drives in. Double pump runner. No, but he drew the foul.
Yes, kind of a critical point in the game as far as Boyden Hall is concerned, down 17-8.
Second on Austin Hilmer.
It's a 17-2 run, isn't it, Scott?
That is correct. Free throw up, good for Spencer Teeslaw. Carter Johnson will come back in, and now Austin Miller will come out for a breather. So they're going to keep Austin Hilmer in there with the two fouls. Free throw number two, in and out, back in again. Eight for Teeslaw. Yeah, 16-2 run there by North Lynn. That was cut there. Lead at seven, though, for the Lynx, 17-10. Under five to play here in the first half. Jake Hilmer in the left point. Stutter dribble on the drive, takes it baseline. Cross-court hook pass, now to Siebert. Francis playing on him. Back it comes to Hilmer. Wants a high ball screen. Got it from Johnson, drives baseline. A little one-hander, no. And the rebound to Tanner Teeslaw. Up court to Vanderwild is back into the game. They get it to Teeslaw for three. In and out, no good. Rebound loosened the floor and picked up by Austin Hilmer. And then he bounced it off of Vanderwild, and it'll be Northland ball. Bill Francis yelling instructions from the Boyden Hall bench. Keep moving without the ball.
Yep.
17-10 North Lynn come up on the halfway mark of the second quarter. Lynx looking for their first state championship. The alley-oop back door went through the hands of Bogey, but he got it back. Now hands it off to Jake Hilmer. Fakes the three, back to Bogey. Trevor, crossover dribble left of the paint. Gets cut off by the help defense to Austin Hilmer. Drives, puts it up with a left hand, rimming no, put back no. Bogey's got it again and had it taken away. Tanner Teeslaw came up with the takeaway. 17-10 lead for North Lynn. And Boyden Hall with the basketball. Francis isolated one-on-one. Drives in, cut off by the double team. Back to Tanner Teeslaw. Posts up down on the block. Kick out Vanderwilt. Three is good.
And that ends a long drought for Boyden Hall. And they're only down four.
Boyden Hall doesn't have a two-point goal in the game. Hilmer going one-on-one and got fouled on the drive by Tanner Teeslaw. His first and the sixth on Boyden Hall. And I think we're going to have free throws, but first, immediate timeout. 3:08 to play first half. It's Northland 17 and Boyden Hall 13. Back in a minute. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball on KGYN.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with Way Forward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYN.
Back with you here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. And a 17-13 North Lynn lead. Boyden Hall does not have a two-point basket in this ballgame so far.
Three field goals, all from beyond the arc, and they're 4-for-5 from the free throw line. The turnovers, kind of the story of this game. 7 by Boyden Hall and just 1 by the Lynx.
Yeah, they've caused a lot of havoc, as North Lynn. Bogey's had a very good defensive game so far.
Boy, he's a good jumper. I wonder if he's a high jumper in track at North Lynn.
Should be. he's not.
Vanderwilt.
By the way, you're wondering what Jake Hilmer plays. Shortstop and pitcher.
All right. Key positions, both of them. Vanderwilt back on Hilmer right now. He's a good defender for Boyden Hall.
Very quick. It's going to be free throws coming up for Jake Hilmer. Official talking with Jake right now. And not sure what the conversation was about, but...
Jake kind of had a puzzled look on his face.
He'll have two. First one up and swish through. Six already for Hilmer. And the North Lynn lead at five. One more. Up and also good. See if North Lynn puts pressure on, and they will. First time we've seen it today. Inbound, they get it to Francis. They'll show it and then back off. Might pick him up, though, at center line. There's the trap. Francis picks it up, goes in the corner. Tislaw on the drive, hooks the pass back to Big Brother. He'll take it inside and out to Francis. Three on the way. Good. Right of the circle for Carter Francis.
Not a big score for them, but that was a big shot. Left-hander.
Threes are keeping Boyden Hall in it. 19-16. Hilmer, a hook off the glass. Good. Wow. Jake down on the right block.
Against three defenders.
Nine for Jake Hilmer. 21-16 Lynx by five. Tanner Tislaw, crossover dribble, brings him to the front court. They go high-low. Heitenreiter inside. He got the layup.
There's a two-pointer.
There's the first one, right?
Good ball movement by Boyden Hall.
Heitenreiter got that one. 21-18. Hilmer off the clear out. Pull up 15-footer. No. Too strong. And the rebound out of there to Spencer Tislaw. Up ahead, Heitenreiter. Stop and go move. Tried to get it to the trailer. Tipped around. They got it to Tanner Tislaw, and he scores.
We got a one-point game.
The one thing I think North Lynn's going to have problems with are these long Boyden Hall players on the penetration. Kick to Siever. Three. No. And Boyden Hall is shooting for the lead. 21-20. Heitenreiter, crossover. Driving a kick to the corner. Francis cut off by Siever. Looking for some help. Now Heitenreiter out front. Man-to-man still for North Lynn as they have led just about the whole way in here. Inside, they kick it out to Tislaw. Steps in, 15-footer. No, rebound, loose on the floor. Hilmer's got it. They got a two-on-one. Bounce pass ahead, and Francis kicked it.
Save the basket. They had a two-on-one and would have had an uncontested layup.
Boyden Hall did have an early lead at 6-1, so.
I hate to be critical because it's the way they play North Lynn, but they've had some kind of quick shots in the last few possessions.
Minute 11 to play here in the first half. Jake Hilmer way out front. Faked the long NBA three. And now he'll get it back with 56 seconds to play. They'll clear it out. Going to let him go one-on-one. Behind the back with the dribble. That is pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lynx.
Nice defensive play by Tanner Tislaw.
Now Austin Miller in for Austin Hilmer, who goes out with two fouls. Some more awards coming up at halftime.
Just four team fouls on the Lynx so far. Six on the Comets.
Hilmer off the inbounds, fakes the three, shovels it inside to Carter Johnson, and we've got a foul. Ooh, are they going to get it on Boyden Hall? And they will. And it's going to be Spencer Tislaw, and that'll put Carter Johnson on the line.
And the Boyden Hall officials thought it should have been a charge.
Johnson, one. And one up, in and out. Not a good free throw shooter. And here comes Boyden Hall up court. Shooting for the lead with 34 seconds to play. And losing it out of bounds off his leg was Tanner Tislaw. That's turnover number eight in the ball game on Boyden Hall.
Jake Hilmer just looks a little bit tired out there right now. He'll probably fool me here.
Be big here if North Lynn can beat the buzzer again.
Yep.
15 seconds. Jake Hilmer holding it out front. No 5-second count. Now they will step in and get one started. 8 seconds. Hilmer behind the back with it. Crossover. Drives in. Offensive foul on Jake Hilmer.
He's a little out of control there.
That's Jake's second. 4.8 to play here in the half. Time for a last-second shot, perhaps. T-Slaw from half court launches off the backboard, no good. And we are at halftime. Not quite as high scoring as we thought it would be. At the break, it's North Lynn 21 and Boyden Hall 20. We'll come back with halftime after this two-minute break as you're listening to the Boys State Basketball Tournament here on KGYM.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Shop the largest assortment of Bosch power tools, including the new Core 18-volt battery platform and 12-volt powered laser level. Plus, stop in now during Bosch Tool Days and save up to 30% off select Bosch power tools and accessories, including a Bosch 12-volt Max 2 tool combo kit with two batteries for just $129. Whatever it takes to do the job, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 3/13. See store for details, U.S. only.
With warmer weather just around the corner, it's the perfect time to tackle that brake job. Replacing your brake pads? It might be time to replace your rotors, too. Our Duralask brake bundle has the proven tough pads and rotors you need to do the complete job. Started at only $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. 2A championship game, and at halftime, it's North Lynn leading Boyden Hall 21-20. And both teams with some things that went well in the first half, both teams with some things to work on at halftime, in this long halftime.
Yeah, some odd stats. Boyden Hall rebounding North Lynn 19-10. And yet they have 9 turnovers to just 2 for North Lynn. So those two factors probably counterbalance each other.
Take a look at the scoring as the officials Hall of Famers are being introduced here at halftime. Two more are going in.
I better put my hand over my heart for this.
There you go. Well, you had it both ways, coaching and refereeing.
Yeah, that's true. Mostly when I officiated from the bench when I coached.
Well, there are a lot of officials in the stands this week and last week.
Yeah.
That should tie a whistle on and see just how difficult it is because it is not easy. And I will give a shout-out here. I know last week at the girls' tournament they had a booth upstairs in the concourse where you could sign up to become an official.
There you go.
Because we need officials. We are running out of them. And the more and more that people berate the officials from the stands,
yeah,
the more and more we're going to need officials.
It's a great avocation. I would encourage anybody who might be interested to give it a shot because, especially in basketball, you really feel part of the game all the time. And good exercise. You get up and down the floor, and you can have as many games as you'd like because, as you say, they're always looking for officials at all levels.
The halftime scoring is North Lynn leads it by 1 at 21-20. Looks like this. Jake Hilmer leading the way with 9, 3 field goals, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line at halftime for North Lynn. Trevor Bogey with 4 and a couple of field goals. David Sieber has a 3-pointer and 3. Austin Hilmer off the bench with a 3, and Austin Miller with 2. Boyden Hall at halftime being led by Spencer Teeslaw with 8 points in the first half of play. And then three apiece for Carter Francis, Brett Vanderwilt, Josh Heitrader, Tanner Teeslaw with two, and Keaton Mosier with one. Boyden Hall played most of that second quarter, Denny, without two starters, Bo DeYoung and Keaton Mosier, with two fouls, and they're only down one at halftime.
Yeah, that's a good sign for them, for sure.
We'll have the official stats coming your way in a moment. Nine turnovers on Boyden Hall and two on North Lynn at halftime.
Only 2 2-point field goals for Boyden Hall so far.
Go ahead and let us know about the shooting.
Boyden Hall, 6 for 17 from the field, 35.3%. And North Lynn, not quite as good at 8 for 23 at 34.8%. So it's been kind of a one and done for North Lynn, as they've had just two offensive rebounds. The rebound totals, as I mentioned, 19 to 10 in favor of Boyden Hall. Spencer Teeslaw, who's been their player of the game so far, has five rebounds to lead the way for them. Bo DeYoung, excuse me, and Josh Heitrider each with three. Jake Helmer, the leading rebounder for North Lynn, with five. The shortest player on the floor leads them in rebounding. Trevor Bogey with three.
21-20 North Lynn at halftime. Some of the other stats, points in the paint, North Lynn 10-4 over Boyden Hall. Points off turnovers, North Lynn 5-0. No one has had a second chance bucket as of yet. It's 0-0, and no one has had a fast break point as of yet. So, oh, sorry about that, Denny.
It's all right. We expected that to be a real up-and-down game, but nobody's gotten away for a free one yet.
Boyden Hall with the bench scoring lead here at halftime, 5-3, as they lead it here at the break. Six players have played for North Lynn, and so far eight players have gotten into the game for Boyden Hall to this point. Two blocks for North Lynn, both going to Trevor Bogey. And Bodie Young has the only block in the game so far for Boyden Hall. And five assists for North Lynn to six assists in the ball game for Boyden Hall here in the first half of play.
I think North Lynn's going to have to hit some threes. They've only made two so far to kind of loosen up that defense. And I think Jake Helmer a few times, especially late in the second quarter, kind of got playing by himself just a little bit. Those other guys, when he's got the ball, they got to be moving and getting open because he'll find them.
Yeah, you always got to be cognizant. And the game plan defensively for Boyden Hall, you can see they're doubling on Helmer whenever he takes it off the dribble. And then they're dropping two players down to avoid that drop-off pass that Jake is so good at.
Right. And you've got to move without the ball because if they're trying to help, which they obviously are, that's how they lose track of their man. If you're an offensive player and you relocate on the floor and your defender is busy trying to help out on Jake, you might be able to find some open territory someplace else.
21-20, the halftime score as North Lynn leads Boyden Hall. As we get closer and closer to the second half here, from Des Moines and the Boys State Basketball Tournament. We'll go ahead and step aside for a two-minute break, come back, get you ready for the second half of this one after this here on KGYM.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier, had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
With warmer weather just around the corner, it's the perfect time to tackle that brake job. Replacing your brake pads? It might be time to replace your rotors, too. Our Duralask Brake Bundle has the proven tough pads and rotors you need to do the complete job. Started at only $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Shop the largest assortment of Bosch power tools, including the new Core 18-volt battery platform and 12-volt powered laser level. Plus, stop in now during Bosch Tool Days and save up to 30% off select Bosch power tools and accessories, including a Bosch 12-volt Max 2-tool combo kit with two batteries for just $129. Whatever it takes to do the job, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 3/13. See store for details, U.S. only.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Back with you in Des Moines at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. In case you missed it earlier on today, the 1A State Championship. Third in a row for Grandview Christian as they topped Albernett 43-24. Then coming up after this game, it'll be the 3A Championship game at a I think 6:30 coming up tonight. And that will be the third battle of the year between Norwalk and Oskaloosa. A pair of teams from the Little Hawkeye Conference going at it. And that should be very entertaining. And then all Mississippi Valley 4A final tonight, as it'll be Cedar Falls looking for their second consecutive state championship. And Dubuque Senior looking for their first for head coach Wendell Imers.
A great coach.
Two good guys, Ryan Schultz and Wendell Imers, battling it out tonight. Incidentally, maybe karma having a way with this one, because the schedule was altered because of the snow, as we know, in the last couple weeks of the basketball season, and the cold and the ice and everything. And the one game, Cedar Falls and Senior did not get to make up in the conference season, was their game.
Yeah.
So there you go. They're going to play it.
That's good. They can settle it right here, settle more than just the state championship.
They will. So that'll be coming up tonight, and that will be the late game to close things out for 2019 at the Boys State Tournament.
From the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament this afternoon, Cedar Rapids Washington graduate Brenda Freese, coaching Maryland, got her team through the quarterfinals, beating Michigan State 71-55. So they are in the semifinals tomorrow. Iowa Hawkeyes will play at, I believe, 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Against Indiana.
Yep.
I will get my ballot ready.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get your ballot ready?
How do you spell Hilmer?
H-I-L-M-E-R, I believe is how you spell it. As they will come around and pick things up here momentarily. Chris Cuellar will do that from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Good to see Bud Legg here all week, too. The historian. That's his new title, is the historian.
Great guy.
Of the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Chris Cuellar took over Bud's role as the media coordinator. Of course, Chris formerly with the Des Moines Register as a sports writer. So we got one of our own in there. But Bud was a terrific gentleman. Still is.
Yeah. He and Smokey Barr, those are the two guys I remember.
Saw Smokey this week.
Yeah.
From Storm Lake. I would kid KJ Pilcher that Buena Vista is not the most important thing out of Storm Lake. Smokey would say Smokey is the most important thing coming out of Storm Lake.
There you go.
What a good guy, though. And we'll get the second half started here. Both teams around their coaching staffs. And Northland with the lead at 21-20 here at the halftime break. As the Lynx shot it at 35%. Boydenhall shot it at 35% as well. here in the first half of play.
I still bet we get to 60 points in this one.
Bud didn't get your ballot. There you go. Take two. Jared Cheesa came
clean
through
up crew
with that. All right, set to go. Boynton Hall basketball to start quarter number three here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. They'll go to the bucket to our right. Man-to-man for Northland. Here's Francis from the left wing. His three no good. Jake Hilmer flies in for the rebound. Northland starting their original five. Miller, Bogey, Johnson, Sieber, and Jake Hilmer. You had Jake with two fouls and Austin Hilmer with two fouls for Northland. DeYoung and Mosier with two each for Boynton Hall. Fake and a drive by Austin Miller. He'll bring it back out to Carter Johnson in the high post. Diagonal pass. Bogey puts it on the floor. Trevor drives in, cut off at the block. Leaves it for Johnson. Shot good from about eight.
Well, that's big. Instead of Boynton Hall taking the lead, Northland pads the lead.
It's original five for Boynton Hall. Francis, Tislaw, DeYoung, Mosier, and Vanderwill. We're just about a minute into the third quarter. Vanderwill on the bounce to Mosier, playing with two. He's going to drive in on Johnson, turns, little one-hander, no. Missed it, Jake Hilmer the rebound.
And that's his seventh.
Going looking for a double-double. Jake through traffic, kicks it out, Sieber, wide open, three, ooh, missed it. But chased down on the far sideline, should be Northland ball, and it is.
And though he didn't get credit for the rebound, he caused Northland to have possession here.
Travis Griffin.
Jake Hilmer I'm talking about.
The assistant coach telling David Sieber, hey, keep it up, keep it up. We need you. They tried that backdoor alley-oop. Instead, up top to Bogey. Jab step and a three. Ring it up for Trevor Bogey.
Well, I said at halftime that Northland needed to start making a few threes. That's a third of the game.
34th on the season for Trevor Bogey. Mosier got doubled, spun, had it taken away by Sieber. One on two. Oh, they're going to get him for a walk.
Yep. Good defensive play there by Boynton Hall.
A little bit of contact, but they got him on the jump stop. Mike Hilmer didn't like the call particularly. Looking to inbound, and Vanderwilt will finally get it. 26-20 lead. T-Slaw to Francis. 6-10 to play here in the third. They go back door. Vanderwilt with a catch with Bogey on him. So that's a mismatch both ways. Mosier angling left. Off the high ball screen. The Sieber came from behind and took it away. Tried to bounce it up ahead, and T-Slaw comes up with a steal. Tell you, Boynton Hall does a good job of getting back.
They do.
Prevented Northland from running here. 26-20, the lead for the Lynx. DeYoung, he got doubled. Almost had it knocked away. Sieber's all over the place. They drop it inside, and the shot put up no good, and a charge. They're going to get Mosier for his third, and who got the charge again?
Austin Miller. Interesting play, because not only did he draw the charge, another defender went up and blocked the shot.
Austin Miller has drawn three charges today.
Huge. Northland with a chance to widen this lead.
26-20, a 5-0 run to start quarter number three for the Northland Lynx. Hilmer directing traffic, coming off the screen, driving left of the lane, all the way around, and had his pass cross court tipped out of bounds. And it will stay with the Lynx. And they'll run that little Tom Davis circle play. Bogey off the inbound. Gets it to Jake. Drive and a kick up top. Now they'll set it back. Hilmer, crossover dribble. Goes behind the back with it. They double him. Over to Carter Johnson as they work the triangle right. Bogey up top. Poked away by T-Slaw. Got it back. T-Slaw all over him to Johnson. This is about as patient as you'll see Northland. To Austin Miller, left open. Now he circles right of the lane, hands it back to Jake. Hilmer, standing dribble, couple crossover moves. Drives right free throw line, kicks to Sieber for three, no. Rebound, and they're going to get a foul on Bogey.
Said he went over the back. Sieber just having trouble finding the range, but he's got to keep shooting.
Man pressure put on in the full court by North Lynn. 26-20. DeYoung, pull up from 12, won't go on a line driver. Moser, the rebound, put back too strong. Off the backboard, Jake Hilmer. One on two. Jake all the way up, left-hand scoop layup. No, rebounded by North Lynn. Kick back to Bogey. Three-pointer, ring it up, left of the circle.
Boyden Hall might need a timeout.
Timeout, Boyden Hall. 29-20, a full timeout. An 8-0 run here, Denny, by North Lynn to start the half.
North Lynn's been patient in the half court, but they're obviously trying to pick up the tempo in this game.
They're aggressively patient.
Yep.
Is that a word? Is that a phrase?
I think so. Kind of like tough love. 8-0 in favor of North Lynn here in the second half.
Tell you, Trevor Bogey today, 4 of 6 from the field, 2 of 2 from 3, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks so far. Bogey has been terrific.
And can I reveal that I have him on my all-tournament ballot?
I did too. I put Bogey on there. I put Jake Hilmer on there. T-Slaw from Boyden Hall. And then what else?
I got Schmidt on there.
I put Schmidt from Van Meter.
The big man.
He had a great tournament.
He did.
And then, who did Van Meter beat?
South Hamilton.
Connor Hill.
Connor Hill, very good player.
Very good guard. All right, 29-20, North Lynn with an 8-0 run to start the second half. Bogey, a couple of threes. Carter Johnson with a pull-up jumper. Anytime North Lynn can extend the lead without Jake Hilmer scoring, that's big news.
Yeah, he's doing a better job of kind of running the offense here. And he got a little carried away dribbling the ball a few times in the first half, but they're a little more flow to their offense here.
Co-coach Bob Hilmer, the winningest coach in state history at 888 and 346. He would love 889 today, or 891. He was 888 and 346 coming in. He's 1-2, so he's up to 890 now.
That's awesome. All-time winningest coach, I believe.
Yep.
And didn't I read somewhere that Jake Hilmer is the all-time assist and steal leader in the history of Iowa basketball? That's incredible.
North Lynn will break the huddle. They're going to stay with their starting five. Andrew Frick will come in now for Boyden Hall. Mosier's coming back in with 3 fouls.
You know, there weren't any second chance points for either team in the first half. I think North Lynn's got at least 4 already here.
Boyden Hall throws it away against the pressure.
Boyden Hall doesn't have the one true good ball handler. They have trouble against pressure. I would imagine North Lynn will continue this.
29-20. And now the Comets will bring Tanner Tislaw in for Mosier.
Interrupted the North Lynn Chinese fire drill.
Tom Davis ran that circle play. And it'll be Lynx basketball. Coming left off the high ball screen, Hilmer to Bogey. He'll try it again for 3. Got it again. Trevor Bogey.
And he eyed that like he would at the Isaac Walden shooting range.
32-30. North Lynn near turnover. It's a run right now of 11-0 by the Lynx.
And there's Jake Hilmer with the steal.
Jake going 1-on-3, and then he lost the basketball out of bounds.
Tried to go through a few too many gold jerseys there.
Full court pressure again. I think a good move here by North Lynn and the Hilmers. Now it's going to be T-Slaw to bring it up. They're going to double him from behind. Ball tipped away. Picked back up by Boyden Hall. Feed inside to Francis. Spinning off the glass and good for Carter Francis.
I just don't feel like Boyden Hall has anybody that really controls the basketball on the dribble.
That broke the 11-0 run. 32-22. Hilmer driving left of the lane. Jump stop. Bounce inside to Miller. Hangs, puts it up. No on the block. Rebound fought for. And Tanner Tislaw with it for Boyden Hall. 10-point deficit for the Comets. Frick right of the key. High post to Young playing with two fouls. To Francis on the baseline. High Archer missed everything. And the rebound to Bogey. Lob outlet up the far boards. Here comes Hilmer. Stutter dribble. Jake got doubled, almost lost it. Johnson tip pass, Austin Miller layup good.
Hilmer to Miller to Johnson. Beautiful play.
34-22. Lead at a dozen for North Lynn. Tislaw bringing it up. His pass kicked as he tried to go to the block. With 2:06 to play here in the third. Heitrader will come in for Boyden Hall. It'll be Tanner Tislaw inbound, looking left of the glass, and finally has to lob it out deep, and it's stolen by Austin Miller.
Good anticipation.
Turnover number 15 for Boyden Hall.
To just 5 for North Lynn.
Points off turnovers big. Jake Hilmer gets rid of it to Miller, left of the circle. Man-to-man still for Boyden Hall. Jake Hilmer turns. They're going to clear it out for him. Now he's doubled for a moment. No look pass to Siever. Fall away three, and he got it.
You know what I like about that? He just caught it and shot it.
Don't think about it. Fear the beard.
You bet.
37-22, North Lynn shooting Boyden Hall out of this thing almost. And there's a foul on Austin Miller going for the steal.
Well, there's a case where you try to teach your defenders to go for the steal with an inside hand and use the outside hand and make contact.
That'll be the first on Miller. Team foul number two. They'll inbound to DeYoung with a minute 18 to play here in the third. Heitrader out front, top of the key. Diagonal pass down on the block. Francis right back it comes to Heitrader, and he lays it up and in. Miller tried to draw another charge, and they said play on.
I think it was a good no call.
Might have been too far under the bucket.
Yeah, we don't have that circle in high school, but.
Boy, I wish we would.
Yeah.
I think it'd make life a lot easier. 50 seconds to play. In quarter three, North Lynn might. Well, that's a long time to hold it for the Lynx. Hilmer, couple between the leg dribbles, bounces it to Miller. As DeYoung comes out on him, far hash mark to Siever. Siever out there, he just hit a three. Looking for some help, get it out of there to Bogey.
25 seconds.
Here's Hilmer, almost lost it. Johnson right back to Hilmer. They're going to go for one with 14. Jake Hilmer goes crossover, hooks the pass back to Miller, fakes, steps in, pull up 10-footer. No, they got a foul. DeYoung fouled the jump shooter.
Is that his third?
That's his third.
5.1 seconds here. Miller with a chance to give North Lynn a 15-point lead.
73% foul shooter is Austin Miller. 6'2 junior. Bends the knees, puts it up and right through.
Probably had a few horse contests with Nicole, his sister,
I would
in the
imagine.
Driveway.
Jake Hilmer's going to get a breather for the last 5 seconds of the quarter. Austin will come in for him, Austin Hilmer. Free throw number two, good. Miller with six. Pressure put on. Tislaw in the backcourt, lost it. Loose and turnaround three. Siever, oh, no good at the horn.
Another steal by North Lynn, though. Austin Hilmer.
We are through three. North Lynn 8 minutes away from their first title. Lynx 39, Boyden Hall 24. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone.
No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with Way Forward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYN.
Fourth quarter about to get underway. After three, shooting looks like this. Boynton Hall struggling, 8 of 24, 33%. They did not shoot a three in that third quarter, still 4 for 10, and 40% from beyond the golden arc. Northland, 14 of 33 for the game, 42%, but 6 of 13 from three and 46%.
After being, what, 2 for...
I think they were four.
2 for 7 in the first half from three.
4 for 6 that quarter.
Yeah. Northland
hit three.
Northland's got a way of creating anxiety on the part of the other team, and they've sure done that here. 15-point lead for Northland. It's a long way to go, but you got to like the Lynx chances at this point. And they have first possession.
39-24. As North Lynn will have the ball to start quarter number four. Jake Hilmer back in.
Jake only has 9 points today. I say only because he averages 26, but he has 8 rebounds, so a good shot at a double-double here.
Austin Hilmer in there, David Siever, Austin Miller, Trevor Bogey from the North Lynn Lynx. Looking for the 2A state championship. Backdoor alley-oop, catch, layup, good. Bogey got behind the defense.
A great set play off the opening out of bounds.
15 points for Trevor Bogey. And it's 41-24, North Lynn by 17, biggest lead of the game. Skip pass cross court, Frick rises for three and connects for the right wing.
And Boyden Hall needed that.
First points for Andrew Frick. Full court pressure, Hilmer. Trying to break it, stepped out of bounds.
Well, they got what they wanted as far as Boyden Hall's concerned. They got a turnover.
And it will be ball out of bounds to the Comets. Boyden Hall in there with Heiderator, Frick, Mosier playing with 3 fouls. Also DeYoung, he'll take it in, lost it on the double team. Flipped it back up and Siever stole it. 17 turnovers for Boyden Hall.
Well, DeYoung and Moser just haven't been able to get any rhythm in this game.
And they're both back in there. Francis also in there for Boyden Hall. Bogey puts it on the floor, on the drive. Floater, good. Welcome to the Trevor Bogey Show, everybody.
And great job to avoid the charge. Went straight up.
43-27, 17 for Trevor Bogey. 6:42 to play on the drive, all the way in. Layup missed by Heitenreiter, but the layup good on the putback by Keaton Mosier. Only his third. Hilmer breaking the pressure up ahead to Austin Hilmer. And he'll hand it back, and now North Lynn will set. 6:23 to play, and North Lynn by 14. Hilmer, spin move down the lane, frees himself, scoop layup good.
There's one half of the double-double.
I think he's going to have it. 11 for Jake Hilmer, and it's 45-29. Heitenreiter driving a kick out front. Pass tip picked up by Mosier out front against Siever, who's done a really good job defensively. Cross-court pass. DeYoung right of the free throw lane. To Heitenreiter. 5:50 to play in the ball game. Bounce down low. Turnaround shot. Nope. Kick out to Francis instead as DeYoung got cut off. Back to Frick, inside to Young. Posting up, got doubled, kick to the corner. Left-hander three, almost banked in, no good. And now we've got a fight underneath. And we got a foul. You got Austin Hillmer and Carter Francis on the floor.
It might be a double foul.
No, I think they got Austin Hillmer. Yep, they got Austin Hillmer on the foul. His third and the team's third. They got tangled up right there, two coaches' sons.
Yep.
Inbound, Francis on the fake. Tried to shovel it underneath, and the ball loose, picked up by Northwind. Another turnover. Sieber will hold it, hand it to Jake Hillmer. And Northwind, the clock is their friend at this point.
He might be headed for a triple-double.
5:15 to play. Bogut the far hash. Drops it to Austin Miller. Hands it back to Jake. Hillmer on the dribble drive. All the way through traffic. Left-hand layup rimming. Good. It'll count to foul. Chance at the three-point play. And Jake Hillmer to the line for the three-point opportunity.
And Northwind has made their last six field goal attempts. And, you know, they get rave reviews, deservedly so, for their offense. But this is one fine defensive team.
Yes, it is. Under five to play, 48-29. Sieber with the tip and the steal. David Sieber, layup good as he reverses it up and in with the right hand.
Seven straight good field goals for the Lynx.
Northwind pulling away, up by 21. 50-29. The pressure really hurting them. Mosher got away with a walk. Driving a kick to DeYoung. His three is good. That's the first points for DeYoung in the game. And a takeaway on the pressure and a foul on Austin Miller as he fouled Heitritter. Second on Miller.
And Heitritter took it away from Jake Hillmer there.
Which doesn't happen very often.
No.
Free throws coming up here for the left-hander, and the first one no good. Heitritter with one more. He's got five in the game. 50-32, Northwind by 18 with 4:19 to play.
14 fouls on Northwind, three on Boydenhall.
Second free throw is good. Full court pressure put on. Diagonal pass cross court to Sieber. He'll wiggle out of trouble. He's got a two-on-one. He'll circle it back to Jake Hillmer. Right in front of us.
Mike Hillmer signaling to spread out.
Spread court look. Austin Hillmer, ball handling. Bounce to big brother Jake out front. Turns. They came out to double for a moment. Now Jake puts it on the floor, behind the back with it, to Bogey. Northwind shooting extremely well in the second half. And there's a blocking foul on Carter Francis. Only the fourth, though, in the half against Boyden Hall. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 3:47 to play in the ballgame. Northwind by 17. Lynx 50, Boyden Hall 33. Back in a minute on KGYM.
Need a little sweet in the office this morning? Pick up some new donut sticks from McCafe. Sweet, golden brown dough, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, and made fresh every morning. It's a little sweet you can share. Kind of like saying, Happy Monday, and actually meaning it. Bringing homemade cookies for the break room, or laughing when the boss cracks the old working hard or hardly working joke for the eighth time this week. New donut sticks from McCafe. A little sweet to go with your coffee. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Sports Radio, KGYM.
50-33 lead for Northwind as the Lynx up by 17, shooting it at 50%. They had a terrific third quarter.
They held Boyden Hall to 4 points in the third quarter.
What was the score after the third?
39-24, 18-4 Lynx in the third quarter.
That run coming out of the locker room is what may have put North Lynn on the road to the big gold trophy. Jake Hilmer right in front of us will inbound. Bogey in there. Austin Hilmer. David Sieber. And Austin Miller. I think we got them all. And Jake will inbound right in front of us. He'll look and he'll get it in to Miller. And he'll get it right back. Jake wants the ball in his hands. All times. Frick will pick him up. Boyden Hall extending the man pressure. Spread court here. Only four team fouls on the Comets. And back to Bogey. He'll get it right back. Playing keep away. And Sieber and a foul on Francis going for the steal from behind. His second, team's fifth.
Jake Hilmer going to inbound the ball right in front of us here.
He'll go back door, and Austin thought about driving. Now he will go baseline. He'll fling it back out to Jake. The thing that has hurt Boyden Hall, not good three-point shooting and 19 turnovers in this game. You can't turn it over 19 times against North Lynn. And where you're going to get absolutely destroyed, and there's a reach foul as Hilmer was trapped. See who that one's going to go against. It's the sixth. That'll be Andrew Frick's first.
They'll be shooting free throws on the next one.
Team foul number six. They get it to Austin Hilmer on the inbounds. Got it out of there to Sieber. Under three to play. Sieber trapped in front of us. Had the ball taken away. Hilmer dives for it and called a timeout. Good job by Jake.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
He says, let's get some order to this.
Is that a coach's kid or what?
Just amazing.
North Lynn's first timeout, and they'll take full timeout. We'll keep it here with 2:49 to play.
Can I run through Jake's amazing stat line for the season? 26.1 average, 58% from the field, 44% from three-point range. He's made 68 threes this season. He shoots 84% from the free throw line, averages 10.7 assists per game, and 4.8 steals. Like, what else does he do?
Probably sells popcorn during the girls' game.
And he's got a shot at 10 rebounds in this game. He's sitting at eight.
Eight rebounds, six assists, 14 points. But Trevor Boak, 7-9 for the field, 3-3 from three-point range. Four rebounds, two assists, and two blocks for Trevor Bogey.
It's not like golf. You want a bogey in this one.
Yes. 50-33. Boyden Hall is just coming with relentless pressure. The first thing I saw that Mike Hilmer told his Lynx, be strong with the ball.
Brett Vanderwild, a starter point guard, has not played very much in this game. He's not a real big offensive threat and very good defender.
Inbound, looking, and they'll lob it out deep to Sieber. In the backcourt, he'll make the catch. Now to Jake, picks it up, throws it, finds it. Austin Miller underneath, cutting to the basket for the layup.
Boyden Hall gambling paid the price.
52-33, 2.5 to play. Jump pass, Francis to the corner. Quick three up, no good. Rebound underneath, shot blocked, put back good by Tislaw. Tanner Tislaw got that one. 2:20 to play. Pass tip. Sieber comes up with it, and Francis fouled him.
Off the ball down there, Austin Hilmer got tangled up with somebody and went to the floor again. I don't know what's going on.
That is the seventh team foul now. And Carter Francis picks up his third, and that will send David Sieber to the free throw line for the one and bonus. Not a good free throw shooter, and missed it. 52-35, 2:14 to play. Tislaw to the trailer height raider. They work the perimeter. Francis fakes, starts to drive, and they got a foul on Austin Hilmer. That's four on Austin. But it's only the fifth on North Lynn.
Well, that was the first shot of any kind that North Lynn has missed in the last 8 minutes.
How about that? Austin will come out. Carter Johnson back in for North Lynn. So a little bit more height, less speed. Off the inbound, three won't go by Tislaw. Crashes the boards, got his own rebound, flips it up and good.
That was just effort there.
He's got 10. Hilmer against the pressure in the backcourt. Splits defenders and a reach foul call. Just so quick. And the foul will go against Andrew Frick.
Can you imagine the one-on-one games in the Hilmer driveway?
No. Might sell tickets.
I have a feeling Austin's going to step right into that leadership role on this team next year.
Jake with a 1-1. Senior puts it up and good. And they're pretty diverse kids, too.
Yeah, they are.
Jake's kind of a very outgoing, very, you know, cool customer. Austin's a lot more fiery.
Yeah.
54-37, got them both. Minute 45 to play between North Lynn and the championship. Backdoor bounce underneath. Francis got the layup. No timeouts being used yet. Still three remaining for Boyden Hall. Jake Hilmer brings it up in a hurry. Finds Carter Johnson all by his lonesome underneath and got the layup.
Another assist. He's getting close to double figures in assists.
Could have a triple-double. Francis, leaner off the glass, rimming good. Carter Francis in his final game. He's got 9 for the senior. Trap in the backcourt and a blocking foul called on Frick.
Well, I tell you, trying to draw a charge on Jake Hilmer's
good
difficult.
Luck. As Frick will pick up the foul and Jake right back to the free throw line. For North Lynn, 56-41 lead, free throw up good. Every free throw adds another nail. This one on the way, also good.
I've got North Lynn making their last 8 field goal attempts.
8 rebounds, he's got 7 assists. 58-41, minute 5 to play in the ball game. Frick will bounce it inside to DeYoung. Back to Mosier for 3, missed it. DeYoung and Mosier got early foul trouble, just could not go. 54.8 and a foul. North Lynn crowd standing on the far side.
Well, get the fire trucks polished up there and Walker and Troy Mills and Coggin, because you're going to have a parade, I think. They've never won a state championship. They've been second last year in 1A. They finished third twice, but they got the big prize this year.
Free throw up, good. It's 2 shots from here on in. As Boyden Hall will bring Dylan Miller in, and DeYoung will check out a senior, and the white flag's going up for Boyden Hall.
And I hope Mike gives his son Jake a chance for a curtain call here.
As Jake will have 1 more free throw. So close last year. The disappointment, losing to Grandview. But not this year. Second free throw, good.
That'd be a great game between those two teams this year.
50 seconds to play in the ball game. And Boyden Hall with the basketball. As the Comets will get second place. Ball loose, picked back up out front by Miller. Who's going to shoot it here for Boyden Hall? Somebody's got to shoot it. There it is. Corner won't go. Rebound by Austin Miller. And new 5 coming in for North Lynn. And a standing ovation for the Lynx starters.
And that's a kind of the way they do it. There's a paragraph from the coach in the state tournament program about what how together these guys are on and off the court, and he brought them all out together. I think that's symbolic.
60-41, a double hug from Grandpa and Dad for Jake. Hope somebody got a picture of that.
That's for sure.
Austin will stay in there to run things here for the final 10 seconds. And North Lynn will get the championship. They'll dribble it out. Oh, so close last year. And a championship this year for the Lynx, 60-41.
Make some room in the trophy case.
North Lynn defense, the shooting of the third quarter. They came out, and after 6-1 lead for Boyden Hall, they were never, ever denied. Lynx win at 60-41 to get their first state championship.
And there's a little guy there in a maroon shirt and a tie who's been really excited on the bench through the whole tournament. I bet that's another Helmer.
60-41. We'll take a two-minute break. Come back with the postgame from Des Moines after this on KGYM.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Shop the largest assortment of Bosch power tools, including the new Core 18-volt battery platform and 12-volt powered laser level. Plus, stop in now during Bosch Tool Days and save up to 30% off select Bosch power tools and accessories, including a Bosch 12-volt Max 2 tool combo kit with two batteries for just $129. Whatever it takes to do the job, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 3/13. See store for details, U.S. only.
With warmer weather just around the corner, it's the perfect time to tackle that brake job. Replacing your brake pads? It might be time to replace your rotors, too. Our Duralask brake bundle has the proven tough pads and rotors you need to do the complete job. Started at only $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with Way Forward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you after a North Lynn 2A state championship as the Lynx beat Boyden Hall 60-41. Trevor Bogey and Jake Hilmer were absolutely sensational. David Sieber with the defense, some clutch threes. Just everybody. Austin Miller drew three charges in the game.
Austin Hilmer played some great minutes. It was a team victory. Solid six guys. Carter Johnson.
And we're going to have the presentation of the trophies coming up after this 2A state championship. As Boyden Hall will get the runner-up trophy and North Lynn will get the championship trophy coming up here. The t-shirts have already been given out.
Our title sponsor, the
Iowa Farm Bureau. And Bogey, 3-for-3 from three-point range, and I think they all came in that stretch in the third quarter when they opened up the lead.
Was terrific in there. As one of the presenters coming up is Mr. Hart from Dubuque Senior. Or Mr. Cook from Dubuque Senior.
Brent Cook.
Does a terrific job. Here's the presentation to Boyden Hall.
24-3 record. And their eighth finals appearance at the state basketball tournament. Please help us congratulate the student athletes.
And Boyden Hall gets the runner-up trophy.
That's their fifth runner-up trophy.
Three championships.
Not bad. 8 times in the final game that any school would take that.
And now we'll get Northland the championship trophy.
Class 2A finish with a perfect record, 26-0.
26-0.
The only undefeated team in any class.
Northland gets the championship. They hoist the trophy as they'll take that back to Troy Mills and Walker and Coggin. Bowling alley may stay open a little later tonight in Walker. We'll see.
They might even slip up the Kwaski.
All right, the all-tournament team going to be presented right now.
Mr. Craig Hill, the president of Farm Bureau, and our lieutenant governor of the great state of Iowa.
As the lieutenant governor, along with Craig Hill from the Iowa Farm Bureau, and here comes the all-tournament team.
Here are the members of the Class 2A all-tournament team.
I know who the captain's going to be.
From Boyden Hall, Bo DeYoung.
DeYoung from Boyden Hall is on the team.
I got one right.
From Northland, Trevor Bogey.
Trevor Bogey from Northland will go on to the all-tournament team.
Wish I was taking my ACTs. I'm 2 for 2.
From South Hamilton, Connor Hill,
the terrific guard from South Ham, will go on to the team. Coming from the opposite side. Fourth member coming up.
Now here comes the...
From Boyden Hall, Keaton Mosier.
Mosier. I missed one. I'm going to write down Jake Hillman.
Schmidt is a heck of a player for Van Meter. They went.
They
lost the last two games, though.
Captain.
From Northland, Jake Hillman.
Needless to say, Jake Hillman is the captain of the all-tournament team. As Northland gets the championship 60-41. They complete the 26-0 regular season and tournament run. And just a terrific job by the Lynx and the coaching staff and everyone. And not a bad showing by the Tri-Rivers Conference. Al Burnett in the 1A championship. Northland winning the 2A state championship here. As the photo's being taken right in front of us here. Smile, Denny.
We might get in it.
Probably getting into that. And now the state championship photo will be taken as soon as Trevor and Jake get back. As Northland will complete, as we mentioned, that perfect season. And we'll get you the stat rundown coming up here in a moment.
I think this is the second year of this new format, with the state tournament being played in 5 days, no games on Saturday, all 4 title games today, 2 this afternoon, and 2 tonight. And I smell pizza somewhere, Scott.
Probably to our right. And terrific job done by the Northland Lynx as they get the championship. Great. They put it away with the run to start the second half.
Oh, that was tremendous. They were able to get the tempo kind of their way there finally, and they got Boyden Hall in a pretty long drought there without a field goal.
More people entering the photo here for Northland. Stephen Malley of the Gazette out there to get the pictures. As now they'll break it up, and the Lynx will point over to their fans.
I think they made their last 9 field goals and their last 5 free throws. That's not a bad way to cap off your
pretty good
state championship.
And I think I see the Christmas card photo for next year.
There you go.
Jake, Austin, Bob, and Mike Hillmer.
That's awesome.
Getting their pictures taken.
And the little guy's not in there, so he must not be a Helmer.
He's not a Helmer. The little girl is a Helmer.
Yeah.
Coming here. As Northland gets the championship here in the ball game.
Well, Helmer will be a revered name in that school district for many, many years to come.
Final scoring looks like this for your champions of Northland Lynx. Jake Helmer, the captain of the all-tournament team, leading the way with 20 points. Team and game high honors today. Almost came up with a triple-double. 17 points for all-tournament Trevor Bogey for North Lynn. 8 points apiece for David Sieber, 8 points for Austin Miller, and Austin Helmer with three, Carter Johnson with four. For Boyden Hall, one in double figures, Spencer Tislaw with 10, Carter Francis had 9, 6 points for Josh Heitrader, 4 for Tanner Tislaw, Keaton Mosier with 3, Brett Vanderwilt with 3, Andrew Frick with 3, and Bodie Young had 2 for Boyden Hall. Final shooting in the ball game. North Lynn, 53% shooting. They were 21 of 40, 6 of 13 from beyond the arc at 46%. They were 12 of 15 from the free throw line in the ball game as North Lynn shot it 80% from distance here in this one. For Boyden Hall, 15 of 37, 41% field goal. 3 pointers, they were 6 of 17, only 35% today. Only got to the free throw line 8 times. They were 5 of 8 from the free throw line in the ball game. I'll throw it to you for a look at final rebounding.
Boyden Hall with 27 rebounds to 18 for North Lynn. Leading rebounder for the losing Comets, Spencer Tislaw with 7. 4 each for Keaton Moser and Josh Heidrider off the bench. 3 for Bodie Young, 2 for Carter Francis, 2 for Brett Vanderwilt. 3 off the bench for Tanner Tislaw. The leading rebounder for both teams, Jake Helmer, all-tournament captain. He had 8, 7 on the defensive end. 4 rebounds for leaping Trevor Bogey, 3 for Carter Johnson. 1 apiece for Austin Miller and Austin Helmer, and 1 team rebound to get to their total of 18.
The points in the paint, North Lynn won that 26-16. Points off turnovers, North Lynn won an 18-3. 6-6 in second chance points and fast break points for 2-0. North Lynn got the victory in that particular category. Bench points, Boyden Hall won that 13-3. But the three-point shooting, the great start to the second half. Defense all over the place. David Sieber was terrific. Trevor Bogey offensively. Jake Helmer doing Jake Helmer things. Austin Miller drawing charges. Austin Helmer coming off the bench doing what he does. It was just fantastic.
You know, they Boyden Hall hit those 2 three-pointers to start the game. And North Lynn, a few minutes later, caught him and never gave up the lead the rest of the game.
And this team, yeah, they had Jake Helmer. But this team was a lot more than Jake Helmer today and through the season.
Definitely was. And I think, Jake tried to put everything on his shoulders in that first half. And I think in the second half he was a little bit better team player, really found people. He was sitting on 9 points in the fourth quarter, ended up with 20 because of a lot of those free throws down the stretch. But his ability to lead that team got them the win.
And it showed, I think, being here. Boyden Hall is a tournament-ready team as well, but North Lynn being here the last several years, doing what they did, I really think it showed here this afternoon and this evening.
That is. It did, definitely did. I think they have 2 starters back off this team next year, plus Austin Helmer off the bench. So just 1 starter. Austin Miller's back, and Austin Helmer. It'll be the Austin team next year.
And when you have, they got a lot of good youngsters, too.
That's just a good athletic program at North Lynn.
There it is. Great job by the Lynx here today as they get the victory in the 2A State Championship 60-41 to close out our basketball coverage here in 2018 and 2019. And the way to do it is to win a state championship.
That's for sure.
Best way.
Everybody's dream.
The best way to go about it. And tell you what, pretty. I like I said, I hope somebody got a picture of the grandpa, dad, and son or grandson. Take your pick there when Jake came off the floor for the final time. He'll take he's got another baseball season to go yet, though.
Yes, he does.
And a lot of these guys have a lot more sports to play for North Lynn as they will get ready. But they've got the big gold trophy to take back to Troy Mills, Walker, and Coggin for 2019. All right, Denny, thanks. It was a blast and a great way to end the season.
It was, and I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity. There's nobody better on play-by-play than you. I marvel at the way you pick up the names of every player. Even when they clear the bench late in the game, you're on top of things. And our Cedar Rapids area is lucky to have you doing high school sports.
Well, appreciate it. Appreciate it. And it's not only me, Jeff Downing back in the studio, all the guys back in the studio, and then not only yourself, but Phil Dunn. Couldn't do it without him. The guys in the girls' games as well. Steve Dozer, Eric Peterson. And big thanks as well to Zach Bohannon for stepping in this year and helping out. Matt Bohannon as well did a couple of games with me. And it was just a great basketball season, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And thanks to Jeff Moss and Ryan Schlater and Morgan Hawk and Zach Mackey for helping out down on the south side and things as well. But we'll do it again in the fall with football. It'll be here before you know it.
All right. Well, first we got a couple. Got a golf season.
We got to get some golf.
Eventually.
Yeah, get some golf being played. That's for sure. All right, that's going to wrap things up. We're going to get you back to local programming here on the FMs on 107.5 and 106.3. Tonight, we've got UNI basketball as the Panthers will take on Southern Illinois for the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament and Arch Madness. We've got that for you at 8 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And that will tip off at about 8:35. I want to thank Jeff Downing in the studio. Thanks to our Sports Minded Boosters. And congratulations to both Al Burnett and North Lynn on their playing in the championship games here in 1A and 2A. For Denny Gettle, Scott Unash saying so long one final time from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as Al Burnett comes up short in their 1A championship and North Lynn gets the 2A championship 60-41 over Boyden Hall. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. It's so long from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Sometimes.